Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update. Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Friday. And this is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. When the Tuscola County Election Commission met yesterday, they did not approve the language on proposed recall petitions for three Carroll City Council members. Recall petitions were filed for Karen Snyder, who is the Carroll City Mayor, and for Councilmember Emily Campbell. The recall petition language for each of these office holders was not approved by the Election Commission, which consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Tuscola's Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Tuscola's Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. They determined the language on the proposed recall petition was not clear and or not factual. The recall sponsor has 10 days to appeal the decision of the Election Commission, according to Fetting. Huntington Bank informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as an older style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo or face in the center, which likely means poor quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pen test, but they are failing when they go through verification at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check the security features built into money. Real currency has security threads, color-shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you received counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass it, notify a store manager and the police by calling 911. A Lake Odessa man suffered life-threatening injuries when his car was hit by a train yesterday. Deputies responded to the crash at 4:40 p.m. near the intersection of Huddle Road and Jordan Lake Street in Odessa Township near Grand Rapids. The 20-year-old man was driving north on Huddle Road when his car was struck by an eastbound train. The man was airlifted from the scene by AeroMed and taken to Corwell Health Butterworth Hospital with life-threatening injuries. He was the only person in the car. The crash remains under investigation.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust, right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
So far this season, Michiganders have had some big snowfalls. Nothing too crazy, but enough inches have fallen to require snow removal. Hopefully everyone is staying safe out there while shoveling snow. Remember, take it slow and keep your shovel low. In addition to keeping safety tips in mind for your health, it's also important to keep snow removal laws in mind. Of course, it's the kind of neighborly thing to do to shovel the snow from your sidewalk, but it's also the law. If you'd like to avoid tickets and fines this winter, here's what you need to know about snow removal laws in Michigan. While Michigan doesn't have a statewide law that determines how much time you have to shovel snow from your sidewalks, most local ordinances give you 24 hours after the snowfall ends. If you don't remove the snow within 24 hours, you could receive a violation notification that gives you one more day before you receive a ticket and or a fine. Also keep in mind where you pile that snow when shoveling. Michigan does have a code that prohibits the obstruction of safety vision by removal of deposit of snow, ice, or slush. Basically, that means don't pile your snow up at the end of your driveway where it can reduce visibility for other vehicles to see you. Finally, while there is no exact statewide law on when you can or cannot use your snowblower, most places have local noise ordinances. Quiet hours in Michigan typically run from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., so just don't start snow blowing before 7 o'clock in the morning. And Pope Leo XIV has taken his biggest step yet to correct one of Pope Francis's more problematic financial moves. He has canceled a special Holy See fundraising commission that was announced under questionable circumstances while Francis was hospitalized. Leo abrogated the commission's statutes and fired its members in a decree yesterday. It was the latest sign that history's first American pope is wrapping up the loose ends of Francis's pontificate as 2025 comes to an end. Leo is correcting problems as needed and fulfilling Francis's holy year obligations as he looks ahead to the new year when he can focus more on his own agenda. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.